This is the shiur in the series on the subject of kina, to go through a maimer from Rabbi Tzvi Meir Zolgazon Zayin. If my voice sounds a little bit different, it's because a few years have passed. I don't know, it could be 6 or 7 years have passed since I actually gave this series of shiurim in the summer, and we couldn't find that tape. In those days there were cassettes, prehistoric times, so couldn't find that, or it didn't work, the cassette. So we've decided to try to come back and to revisit and to complete this set on this inyan, which is so important. We're learning at the beginning of our discussion of this maimer how each one of us is complicated, and there are many, many behaviors in our lives, things that we say, ways that we think, that if we're able to see with a spiritual microscope, we would discover that beneath and hidden deep beneath these ideas, these opinions, these behaviors, there are certain midas. There are midas, there are issues, emotional issues, there are midas that haven't been addressed, that have been overlooked, have been intentionally tucked away in a person's life. And there are many unexplainable things as far as who we are and how we behave that can only be understood when we begin to dig into that place of who we are. And each and every one of us is different, and Hashem's Baruch made each and every one of us with certain nisyanos, and he wants us to get to the shorish of who we are. In that shorish of who we are, we find him, and we're able to be mashrish, to uproot and remove from within ourselves those obstructions that are causing unhappiness in our lives, and not only to ourselves but to people that we love, and many, many other problems. So let's continue, because this could all be understood in the context of the unbelievable story, the amazing story of Korach, what happened with Korach, the machloikas of Korach. Vizkanu, on page Kuf Samach Vav, the left side of the page, Vizkanu bez Hashem's Baruch Paskadosh, Mashi Isim Habet Sadikim, Mashlo Kodesh, Vemil Blinis, Machmash, Vesos, Vedushim, Sanzerov, Vaid Harbe. Many, many Sadikim explain. Shahnisoyin Shal Korach, Hoya Al Inyan Hazah, that whole remarkable nisoyin, that test, that challenge that took place with Korach, was really in this inyan that we're learning about. Mamish in this inyan that we're learning about. And of course, as Rabbi Tzvi Meir says in parentheses, we have to realize that if the Torah is telling us about this nisoyin of Korach, even though we're dealing with people, a cast of characters that we couldn't possibly understand, they were such great people, and the inyan was such a deep inyan that it's beyond our grasp. Nevertheless, if the Torah is telling us this story of Korach, it means because the Torah is speaking to us right now. And the nitzrius of the Torah, and what the Torah is teaching us, and this story touches upon our lives every moment, right now. And especially here, that we have a special love, we have a special iser from the Torah, not to be like Korach, v'adaso, not to be like Korach, and not to behave like Korach. It must be that it's very relevant to every single moment of our lives. So on the bottom of the page, v'naski v'ksara eidapam, b'ez Hashem zor, Korach haya elter tzaddik. Korach was an old tzaddik. He was a great old tzaddik. Ben Meir Shleishim Shani was 130 years old. Elder than Moshe Rabbeinu, the Aaron HaKohen. He was older than Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was older than Aaron HaKohen. Mitayane Ha'aron. He was from that distinguished family, the distinguished family of Kohath, from the Levim, who were carrying the Aaron. He had tremendous kaichas karech, and he was a person who was a great Levi and a leader of the entire world of the Levian. The same way that Aaron Akoin was the Kohen Gadol, in many, many ways, Korach was the Levi Gadol. If there could be such a thing, he was the Levi Gadol. Bal Ruach HaKadosh, we're talking about a person of Ruach HaKadosh. Mufshat betachlis mikol inyan gashmi. A person who was completely, completely separate from all physical things. He was Mufshat betachlis mikol inyan gashmi. He was greater than any tzaddik we could ever imagine, any tzaddik we've ever read about, all of the books and stories that we've read about tzaddikim. Dovuk b'avinash b'shamayim, he was a tzaddik who was attached in the deepest way to Hashem. And he knew that he was given special kaiches by Kadosh Baruch to reach very great madregas. And it seemed to him in his Ruach HaKadosh that the way for him to reach his ultimate shleimus, that he believed. And remember, we're talking about a person of Ruach HaKadosh, and he believed that the deepest part of himself was telling him that his shleimus, his entire existence in this world and the next world, depended on him going into the Kodesh Kodashim, the Yakter HaKadosh, that he should be able to, not just Aaron, but that he should be able to go into the Kodesh Kodashim and to bring the Kodashim. Well, if he call Oimek Hasagoso Kedushoso Vavadoso, and with all of the depth of his understanding, and all of the Kiddush, and all of that Avodah, it was clear to him, he believed 1,000,000%, that this was the Ratzon of Hashem. And he believed that everything that he did, everything that we read about in Chumash that he did, was exactly the Ratzon of Hashem. And it wasn't in his way of understanding, he believed that there was not the slightest drop of selfishness in this, and everything that he was doing was to bring tremendous hashpos, all kinds of brachas to Klal Yisrael, bilti l'Hashem levadai, and that this was entirely for Hashem's sake. All of this is so deep we don't have the slightest understanding. That people like us couldn't possibly understand what was the derech avoida of Korach. And what did he want when he proclaimed Kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim? That everybody is holy, all Jews are holy, ubesoichem Hashem, not just Moshe Rabbeinu, not just Aaron, but kol ha'edah kulam kadoshim. What was he thinking? We can't be masig the depth of those words and what came out of the great mind and heart of Korach when he said kol ha'edah kulam kadoshim, that the entire Jewish people are holy. And what did he want with this tainer with Moshe Rabbeinu when he asked, there's a talis that's completely tchelis, does it need to have, is it potter by being completely tchelis, is it potter from tchelis, from the chutz, from the string of tchelis? And the tzaddikim have taught us that Korach's intention was to carry out Hashem's will bishleimus, in perfection. And we see in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that Chazal compare the machloikis of Korach v'Hadasa to the machloikis between Hillel and Shammai, to the great tzaddikim Hillel and Shammai, the Tanoim. So we see, Raim shekamay behil v'Shammai habechina shel elav elodev l'kim chaim. So the Sfasemis explains that it's not stam. We also have machloikis, but the Mishnah compares the machloikis of Korach v'Hadasa to as being the model of a machloikis that's not l'shem shamayim, to the machloikis of Hillel and Shammai. And the Sfasema says, because the same way that by Hillel and Shammai, the arguments of Hillel and Shammai, there's a bechina of elu v'elu divilukim chayim, Eilu ve'ilu divlikim chayim bel, these and those are the words of the living God. Kamei chayim kan. So too, over here. Bemis, shnei mahalchei avoyda. In other words, there was some very, very deep and great basis for the machloikis of Karech v'avadaso. And there was what Karech was convinced, a legitimate derech navaydus Hashem that he was seeking to bring out into the world. But the Sfasema says the difference is that whereas Hillel and Shammai, their machlokes was l'shem Shammayim. In other words, in the very depths of Hillel and Shammai, there was only God's will and only the rotzen to do God's will. Korach, the Svarim tell us that Korach had a svara, a legitimate svara, and there is a mahalach of Avodas Hashem. Perhaps that mahalach will only be fully revealed when Mashiach comes. But he had the right idea, and kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim is a good taina, and it's true. But Chazal tell us the difference between Hillel and Shammai and Korach was that whereas Hillel and Shammai was completely l'shem Shammayim, by Korach, there was a nekuda that was not l'shem Shammayim, even though he didn't see that and he didn't believe it, but there was a nekuda that was not l'shem Shammayim. V'atviyah ha'irak shahayah shalay l'shem Shammayim. V'b'chutz ha'yah Korach nira harba yoyseh kodesh me'aron ha'koyin. If we would have seen Korach walking on the street, we would have seen a person who was shining with holiness. It could be even greater than what we would what we saw in Aaron ha'koyin. It's a very deep Indian. So what is the Torah telling us, this Maisa, and what is the Torah teaching us? So the Tzaddikim explain that even though it seemed clear, 100% clear, that they were right, and that it was L'shem Shammayim, and all of these were great tzaddikim, Korach's followers. Shekol ma she'osim hu miharotzen shelahem lemalei rotzen avinu shebishamayim. And they were convinced that all that they wanted from this machlokes with Moshe and Aaron was completely, completely to fulfill Hashem's deepest will. V'lifol dvarim gedolim, to bring about all kinds of great things and all kinds of hashpos of chesed and of broch into the world. Chazal have revealed to us that in truth, very, very, very deep down, in the Shoyrish, there was something else. Shoyrish Acher. There was something else. There was a deeper, deeper hidden agenda. And the whole Maise was coming from something deeper
than
Korach and his followers were conscious or aware of. Shekorach layodam hizeh. Korach didn't himself know. He believed that this was it, and this was it, and this was 100% the Ratzon Hashem, and that he's going to be saving Klal Yisrael. Korach layodam hizeh. Va'af echad layodam. And none of his followers knew of that deeper, darker shirish that was underneath that unholy and impure Nakuda that was beneath all of this. Chazal gilu lona baruch kodsham, but it was revealed to Chazal. Why, really, really, why did Korach start up with Moshe Rabbeinu? So Chazal revealed to us, Niskane al nesius ha'shalalitzof in ben Uziel. He was jealous that Moshe Rabbeinu appointed his mishpacha elitzof in Ben Uziel to be the Nasi, to be the leader of the Mishpacha of Kehas from the Levium. Korach was older, and Korach was also a Kehati. He was also from Kehas. And Korach was, Chazal tell us, jealous of Elitzof and Ben Uziel. Now, we have to understand that thought never crossed his mind. And that thought never crossed the minds of his followers. But Zehoya Hasherish Hane'elam. We spoke about in the first shiur how there's Hasherish Hane'elam. There are hidden agendas, there are hidden Sheroshim that ruin our lives in many, many ways. The Sheresh Hane'elam, Chazal revealed to us in this story of Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu, the Sherish HaNe'elam was this jealousy that he felt for his mishpacha. Midabrim me'inyonek tairis. All the talk on the mouths of Korach and his followers was about the ketairis. Medabrim bekesher l'kodesh kadoshim, and all they spoke about was kodesh kadoshim, and how we could bring down a new world. Maybe we could bring Mashiach into the world by doing this. Bekesher l'olam esalyonim mamish. They were talking about olam esalyonim, very very big and great things. Nobody mentioned the name of Eli Tzofen. Nobody said, hey, what is this young guy, what right does he have to be the Nasi of B'nai Kahas? Who is he? What right does he have to this job? Nobody said a word about that. It wasn't once mentioned in the conversation. These were all tzaddikim that were sitting with, wearing white clothing. And they were sitting with towels and tefillin 24 hours. They were talking, who are we talking about here? They didn't talk about Eli Tzofen. They didn't think about it. It didn't even cross their minds, the Inyan of Eli Tzofen. Chazal Gilum. However, Chazal revealed. That really, really was the Sherish HaNe'elam, the hidden root of this entire uprising. This is what was behind the entire story, and that's really what Korach was looking for. This bothered him. The Nesias of Eli Tzofen. This bothered him. And this is a very, very deep lesson to each and every one of us. How a person can spend his life with all kinds of deep explanations, all kinds of beautiful Torahs that he's built up to explain why he acts this way as a father, why he's made this decision as a husband, why she has done this as a wife. And the person is convinced, I'm doing this 100% for my kid, I'm doing this 100% for my wife, for my husband, I'm doing this 100% for my shul, I'm doing this 100% for the Baruch Shalom, I'm doing this to save Klal Yisrael. And they think and they say that and they believe, and this is why I'm doing this. This is why I had to get angry at that person. This is why I had to take that extra amount of money. This is why I had to teach this person a lesson. V'chulu. Each one of us has a list. But v'ha'emes ha'amitis. But the truth of truths is himashu acher lagamrei. That what's behind the whole story is something altogether different. Hashem Yirachim. Something altogether different. Ma'afriyaloi sham eiz amida ra. What's really behind the whole story is amida ra. A smallness in ourselves. Some mida. That's part of us, deep, deep inside, that we have never, ever taken care of properly. It hasn't been healed. It hasn't been properly addressed. And it's dark, sinister motivations surface in many different ways. And this is one of the reasons why Korach was swallowed by the earth. Laharis kol Yehudi kama hamidas ha'elu, to teach us kama hamidas ha'elu hatmunu magnuzim ha'nelamim, that how each one of us has within us hidden, all kinds of hidden midas that are hidden to us. Im lo megalim ha'isam umakir ha'isam, that if we don't reveal these midas and if we don't come to understand who we really are, they can totally destroy us, which is exactly what happened to Korach. There's a teaching from Reb David from Talna, from Talna Magid, when we have the mice in the Gemara, where there was somebody who said, there was a certain Arab who said to Rabbi Baba Chana, come and I'll show you the place of Bluei Kairach, where Kairach and his followers were swallowed by the earth. The Talna Magid said that there is in the tzitz of Kairach, there's a spark of Kairach that each and every one of us has swallowed in life, and it swallows us up. In other words, there's in the tzitz of Kairach that's balua, that's hidden and buried inside each and every one of us. The Beluei Kairach. Not only was Kairach buried, but there's a Kairach that's buried inside each and every one of us. And it could destroy us, and it often does destroy us. Zeyochel Haris Yehudi Lagamri, it could destroy a Jew completely. As it says in Mishnah, that jealousy and desires and the need for covet remove a person from the world, they destroy a person's world, and many other people go down with him. Kipshutei mamish, the gashmis beruchnis, in gashmis it destroys a person, the physical quality of one's life, and in ruchnis of course. And the pasuk says rekavat samas kina, that kina, jealousy in particular, causes the person's bones to rot. Rekav atzamas. And atzamas, of course, means the inner essence of the person begins to deteriorate, and it rots. Hakina horeis kol haatzmius shel ha-Yehudi. Atzamas, bones, means the atzmius, the entire etzem, the essence of the person, who the person is, begins to rot and waste away. Svasemis writes that Verekev is the Gematria Kairach. It's the Gematria Kairach. She says, Halimud man, the son of Kairach, Lachal Yehudi. Because this is what the story of Kairach teaches each and every one of us. Kama hakina, Rechain Shahar Midas, how jealousy and the other bad Midas, Yechom Lahar Kivai Lagamre, can cause a person's life to become completely and totally rotten and ruined. Kol ha'atzmius, kol ha'mahus, the whole essence. Ukshechayim imze, and when we live with this understanding, v'zoich imze k'seidin, we constantly remind ourselves of this, we remember this. Margishim ha'achrayis, then we feel a responsibility. V'atzorach, and a need, l'chapes, to search, l'chatit v'limtzai, to search, to find those sherashim, those hidden, unresolved pieces of kairach in our lives, pieces of ugliness in our lives. And one of the things that's part of this, the same way that when we have with physical illnesses, you could see that there's a chayla, there's a person who, God forbid, has a serious sickness. But when you look at the person, when you look at the person, he looks like he's not healthy. You have a certain sick person who on the outside is nearer leibar. You see how sick he is by looking at him. But then there are other chaylim that when you look at them, could be that this person has a much more serious illness than the other guy. But this person looks like he's a picture of health. He looks fantastic. He looks terrific. You have lower line of a person who has a heart that's ticking like a time bomb. It's ticking, and he's out there playing basketball. He's on the tennis court, and he's got this time bomb ticking away, and he's a picture of health. Al bifnim yesh rachmalos on machlam sukanis, and inside there's a terrible, dangerous sickness. Hatzamas rekuva yesh rachmalos lan, that the inner world of that person is in a state of deterioration, of it's diseased. Hashem Yirachem. K'mar chen b'midis, yoch liyash shimuchutz nir Yehudi bar. Same thing when it comes to midis. You can see a person on the outside, he looks gewaldig, he's happy, he's kind, he's friendly, he's geschmack in every way. And And who loymed, who mispal, he learns and he davens good, who boyer, who mislahiv. Not only that, he's a very, very enthusiastic and excited Jew, and he's on fire and he does mitzvahs. Hakol tayv yofa. Everything is beautiful. Aval bifnim yesh rachmanus lanim koven. However, inside, he's rotting away. He's mamish rotten inside. Rekev atzomis kina, the jealousy that's eating away at him inside. And not only do other people not recognize it, we learn from Korach, the person himself is oblivious to it. It's not easy, Reb Simeon says, for me to speak about this, but I am far from being a tzaddik and so on. But the tzaddikim hear Yishuaza. But the tzaddikim have written a great deal about this, and they made a big noise about this inyan. And we have to mechazik each other together. Dalit. We've learned many times that every Jew is a whole world, is an olam malei. And therefore, when it comes to discussing midas, it's very hard. It's very hard with midas to speak about specific things. Because everybody's different. We all are made differently. There are different midas, different. You know, this one has a recessive that, more hidden this, the other one has another inyan that's hidden deeper in him, and on the outside he looks different. Everybody's different. And in everybody's life there are different actions and things and ways of thinking and actions that come from his midas. Therefore, it's hard to speak to a tzibur, to a group of people, about this. Nevertheless, we'll try. Some examples, general examples, and if none of these examples that I'm going to talk about seem to apply to you, that if you see yourself in these things as being toiv, first of all, Reb Tzimei is too nice, he doesn't say. It could be that's part of your problem, that you think that none of these things apply to you, and that you might have some other problem, but none of these things that he's talking about. So Aleph, he doesn't say this to Reb Tzimei. Reb Tzimei is a tzaddik, and he says, so then maybe there's something else that's your inyan, and not one of these examples that I'm giving. But I'm saying, I'm not so nice, that it could be that these examples might also be our inyan. It could be, but we have this problem, this very problem that we're talking about, the problem of belue kairach, of the hidden kairach. Yidumi tzadikim kamerotz navinu shavishamayim shihudi yishma atzmai im kol kar chaysav loy ligrem shum tzar v'shum agmes nefesh v'shum chalish zedas l'shum yehudi boilem klal l'klal. We know how it's the Rotzon of Hashem, it's the greatest Rotzon of Hashem, that a Jew should always guard himself with all of his strength from ever causing any anguish, any agmas nefesh, any unpleasantness, any chalises adas to any Jew in the world. Yadum tzadikim, al maim chazal, norech loy lo adam shiapel asmata kivshne eish, val yalbim pnei chavei barabim, and everybody knows, the chazal have taught us that it's norech loy lo adam, it's more comfortable, it's preferable and more comfortable for a person to throw himself into a furnace rather than embarrass his friend in public. Shlekos of chayiv, it doesn't say chayiv, that a person is chayiv to throw himself into a fire not to embarrass another Jew. It doesn't say tzorach, that a person should or needs to throw himself into a fire not to embarrass another Jew. Rak noyach, noyach. Shirotzna vinisha b'shemayim. It's the rotzna of Hashem. She alaychte liyhudi lahapla atzmata kivshna eish. That it should be easier. Nayach, it should be easier. It should be something which is more, which it seems to us to be easier. It would be easier for me and more comfortable for me to throw myself into a fire than chas v'shom, chas v'shom lahalbin, than to embarrass a Jew. V'iskanu kamepomim ha sheyedu meharebi rabunim. The Rebbe Bunim said a very deep thing. Hashem Yisbarach told Moshe Rabbeinu to go and to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to go. Why? Moshe Rabbeinu was only worried he didn't want to cause any chalishas hadas to Aaron HaKohen. He didn't want to cause Aaron to feel bad. Aaron is all the years Aaron is there in Mitzrayim taking care of the Yidden, and here all of a sudden Moshe Rabbeinu gets this big job to lead the Jews out of Mitzrayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that it would cause a chalishas hadas, and so, again we're talking about very, very great and big tzaddik that we can't be massing. But Moshe Rabbeinu on that level was afraid that Aaron would be hurt. Moshe Rabbeinu refused to go. He turned down the job until Hashem's Baruch promised him that don't worry, that when Aaron will meet you, he's going to be happy. Not just that he'll be happy, in the deepest heart of his heart, Aaron will only be happy for you that you have this covet of taking the Jews out. Because of the great holiness of Aaron, he'll be happy. Now Moshe Rabbeinu was holding back and he did not want the job, and he says, I'm not going. Why? Because he's afraid that he's going to hurt his brother. See here, while he's handling with Hashem about not going, and he says, I can't do it, it's going to make Aaron feel bad. In the meantime, he's got millions of Jews that are languishing in Mitzrayim, physically and spiritually, they're dying in Mitzrayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the Gol Yisrael. He's the man, he's the one to do it, to take them out. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Gol Yisrael who was prepared by Hashem and assigned to do this big thing for Klal Yisrael. He sees Mitzrayim, Matan Torah Kedoshah, and we're all ready to go out of Mitzrayim to march forward to Har Sinai to get the Torah. So what do we see? Royim, we see from here. Afilu kasha oiskim medover hagadol biyosef. The Rebbe Abunim taught that even if you're Isaac in the biggest thing. Even if you're Isaac in the biggest thing, in the most unbelievable thing, but if in order to accomplish this great thing, if in order to accomplish this, you're going to have to cause chas v'sholom, a chalishas adas, some unpleasantness, some pain and hurt, liyehudi, to a Jew, as a ein zeh rotzen Hashem. Period. Then it's not the rotzen Hashem. That's it. It's not the rotzen Hashem. What about Klal Yisrael? What about the whole big, unbelievable big project of Klal Yisrael? Of what? Taking Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? What about that? What about the big thing? So as far as that's concerned, Moshe Rabbeinu's thought was, let Hashem find some other way to take him out. What, he doesn't know how to take them out? Let Hashem take him out himself, or let him get somebody else to do it. I'm not hurting my brother. And if as far as Klal Yisrael is concerned, the Rebbeinu Shlom could figure that out. That's not my inyan. It can't be, he says. Im yia aydezeh, chalishas hadas la'aron ha'koin, as ein zeh b'tzon yisbarach, it can't be that Hashem Yisbarach wants me to go and to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim on the cheshbon of my brother, while hurting my brother, the biggest tzaddik, who all he ever did in his life was love Jews and take care of Jews. It can't be that Hashem Baruch wants me to do that on his cheshbon. And it must be that Rebbe Abunim taught that this is Nisoyin. I have to fight against this. And Moshe Rabbeinu was fighting. Until Hashem told him, V'racha v'samach b'libay, don't worry, Aaron. I promise you, Aaron is not going to be hurt, and b'libay, even in the deepest part of him, he's only going to be happy. And the tzaddikim made a big tumult, a big noise over this unbelievable chiddush that we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu's argument with Hashem over going to Mitzrayim. Hashem wants us to work as hard as we can not to cause any tzara, chalishas das, to another Jew. And you know, and I, we all know that one of the main times that we cause chalishas hadas and tzad to a Jew is when we think that we're involved in some big chashuva project to save the world, to save Yiddishkeit. You're a member of the board, you're a rabbi of a shul, you're some kind of a big activist, and you're doing all kinds of some big chashuva thing, or you're in the middle of making a chasna for your kid, and you're doing your Isaac and building up Klal Yisrael by seeing to it that this chasna takes place, or you're raising money for aniyim, to help aniyim. But along the way of this great and noble undertaking, whatever that undertaking is, you're hurting and crushing and destroying all the so-called little people out there. And these things happen kaseda in our lives. Kaseda, these things happen in our lives. And then we afterwards never ever understand or acknowledge or could possibly recognize how we were the ones that caused that pain, and we were the ones that caused the agnes nefesh. What do you mean? I was only doing you a taiv. What do you mean? I was only saving Klal Yisrael. What do you mean? I was only doing a mitzvah. What do you mean? I was only doing the Ratzon Hashem. Human. And the Gemara says, "Aman da'loch sani lechaber chalisav." That which you don't like for yourself, you don't cause to another person. Was the teaching of Hillel HaZaken. Who are Yisoid Shekol HaTorah HaKadosh, which we learned from Hillel HaZaken, that's the Yisoid, that's the essence of all of Yiddishkeit. Vidach Perusha, and as he told that prospective guy, the rest, that's the whole thing. Love another Jew, and what you don't want for yourself, don't do that to somebody else. And the rest of Yiddishkeit is a perish of this. Kol HaTorah HaKadosh Yirak Perish. The whole Torah is only a perish. Kate said, "Loy lahach if shum Yehudi chasu shalom, how not to chasu shalom hurt a Jew." Neir and Neiros, this unbelievable thing, a tremendous thing. Is that sugyas shleimus mamish? These are big sugyas. K'moshi dibanu kam upon bez Hashem is baruch haruch shekolechem mekablak mislamish chalisha das. How a person can go through terrible agnes nefesh and chalisha sadas. Terrible Agnes Chalisha Das. Midavachem, from something. Vitzach b'meshach kol ha'chaim l'slamed. And all of our lives we have to try to learn. V'ladas heitev, and to understand, and to know. Al kol ha'noshim she'esh lo mimam shaykhus. We have to try to touch up all the people that we know. And all the people that are in our lives. All the people that we love. And all the people that we have a connection to. To spend all our lives trying to understand. Ma goyim la'odam ze'agmas nefesh. What causes this person agmas nefesh? What is this person's weak point? What is this person's button. What would cause this person chalisa das, and to stay our entire life to try to stay away from that, to run away from that, v'chadayma, to avoid that. It's a limud, it's a sugya shleima mamish. Every Jew that we know, every person that we're connected to is a sugya, and we have to understand each sugya and to know in this sugya of this Jew who this person is, what is it that could hurt this person? What's this person's strong point? What's the weak point? What would make this person feel uncomfortable? What would make this person feel better and good and happy? What could cause him to feel depressed or sad? And we have to understand that nekuda pnimis, it's a sugi in a person, and to run away from, and to chas v'chalila, not to cause agnes nefesh or chalis sadas for anybody else. This is the tremendous limud that we have from Moshe Rabbeinu's refusal to go to Mitzrayim, and we understand that Moshe Rabbeinu had every reason in the world to ignore that possibility of Aaron's being hurt because of what he was involved in and what he was being asked to do. Hashem Yisbarach should help us that we should be zeicher to understand ourselves and to understand others and to be kelim that only bring toiv chesed and all kinds of good hashpos and many, many smiles to everybody in our lives. B'tzeh Hashem. I would say we'll continue next week, but this was continued next week. That next week, that was some years ago. And we should be zeicher, because I understand that if we're learning this now, it means that it's still nageya to us as much as it was back then. But we have to keep on trying. We have to try our best to become better. And Hashem Yisbarach should help us, and we should be zeicher to hear b'sorus tovus b'karav mamash.